Please be seated. The bracha of Alan Tipas Yadayim, where the person can say Alan Tipas Yadayim, in case we did not sleep through any time during the night, it should depend on the machlokes rishonim why we make the bracha of Alan Tipas Yadayim in general. What exactly is it about? So the Rosh understands that the reason why we say the bracha Alan Tipas Yadayim is we're commanded to prepare our hands for tefillah, because during the nighttime when a person's sleeping, his hands possibly can touch parts of the body which are covered, etc. So the hands are not clean. Therefore, we must wash our hands in preparation for tefillah. And Chazal made a bracha. We can make a bracha for doing so. Actually, according to the Rosh, a person, the way the Vilna Gaon understands, a person would be washing his hands by mincha and maariv, and also making a bracha. We don't do that, but according to the Rosh, you make a bracha for the preparation due to the potential of lack of awareness of the cleanliness of your hands due to the fact that you slept. If you didn't sleep, you would not be making a bracha according to the Rosh. But according to the Rosh, on the other hand, if a person goes to the bathroom, uses the facilities, so he has to cleanse his hands afterwards for the purpose of davening, so he would be able to make a bracha of Alan Tipas Yadayim by going to the bathroom. The Rashba disagrees with the Rosh, and the Rashba understands that the reason why we make the bracha of Alan Tipas Yadayim every morning is as a person goes through the process of coming to a new day, he dedicates himself to his avodah to the Beis HaMikdash, to the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Kohen who enters into the Beis HaMikdash and would wash his hands from the kiyar every single morning. Many poskim suggest, according to the Rashba, the Beis Yosef already says according to the Rashba, possibly even if you do not sleep, you'll be able to make this bracha, because it was Niskan to say on the Seder Olam, this is how things should be. So, if a person would not use the facilities, he would have a question whether he can make this bracha. If a person uses the bathroom, so both according to the Rashba and according to the Rosh, you can rely on saying the bracha of Alan Tipas Yadayim. The brachas of Hamaver Shena, Hashem removes the sleep from my eyes. You didn't sleep during the night. Elokein Neshama Shenasatami, which is the bracha we make for receiving our neshama back after we went to bed and we wake up in the morning. So these two brachas are questionable whether one can say them Shavuos morning. And the Shavura Paskins, and it's preferable to hear from somebody else who will be motzi you in the bracha. You should know that the Aruch HaShulchan actually holds that a person can say it, even without someone else being motzi him. If he doesn't have somebody to motzi him, the Aruch HaShulchan holds you could. Mishabur does not want to go there, apparently. He does not want to rely on that. He says you should hear from somebody else. If a person does not have that option, he should ask his local Orthodox rabbi what he should do. Mishabur seems that you should not say it. The last question is the bracha. What about the bracha of tzitzis? A person stays up the whole night wearing his tzitzis. Does he make a bracha of the bracha of tzitzis in the morning? So again, this is a person should not be making a bracha of tzitzis in the morning in that situation. He could have somebody else. If a person wears a talus gadol, he makes a bracha on the talus gadol and includes the talus cotton in the bracha. If a person only is wearing a talus cotton, he could have somebody else who's making a bracha on the talus gadol be motzi him. And that is the best thing to do is have somebody else be motzi you. In that situation where somebody else is being motzi you, or so you should indicate that you're making your bracha on your tzitzis by some way being mamashmesh in the tzitzis. You're moving or holding on to your tzitzis and moving them. Many people have a minute, they kiss their tzitzis. That's not necessarily required in halacha. You're still yotzi. If you don't kiss your tzitzis, you're still yotzi. But the idea is, the halacha says, then you have mishmush in your tzitzis to indicate you're making the bracha on the tzitzis. They'll be learning here through the night in yeshiva, Baruch Hashem. It's a wondrous thing to see. I'm zeich a few years to see it myself. I'm not always here. But there's learning. Everybody's invited to come join into the learning here in yeshiva tonight. And we wish you a good day, a good morning, a good day, and a good Yom Tov. You should have a wonderful Kabbalah Seder.